What you're going to hear right now
is the bearded pig.
Satar.
Who's going to hell.
Thank you for coming, friend.
Don't come near me.
Oh, you motherfucker cocksucker. Why don't you come over and talk to me face to face?
Come on, let's go
down this rabbit hole quick.
And off they went. Never mind what people inside the house are doing.
What are you doing anyway?
You know, there might be a couple of things going on that you don't know about.
Ricky, I did see what you were doing.
So did I, son. So did I.
And I hope you keep doing that.
After the thrill of doing it is past, it begins to hurt.
But it hurts so good it doesn't matter.
Agony, pain, and suffering is your responsibility.
People are proud to do a good job.
He's especially careful to do a good job where the skin sweats a lot.
The armpits, the nipples, the genitalia.
Bulging veins in your forehead and your neck and your hands.
And the bladder. And rectum.
I love this song.
The first thing I saw after I heard these, or while I was hearing these noises, is I saw
the mountain of shit.
We shit.
All over the walls.
And I am very sorry about it.
You'll find them throughout the store.
Put into the proper receptacle provided for them.
So that nothing could happen to them during transportation. Let me make a suggestion.
Just put them up in your nose forever and ever.
Just bob, bob, bob.
That sound makes me want to vomit.
Me too.
Well, it's time for throwing up.
Building materials, rocks, and gases may be thrown into the air.
It might just be totally disgusting.
You might get off.
It might lead to a permanently warped personality.
Many think that this is a good answer.
And I hope you keep doing that.
Sexual abuse aimed at destroying faith in God.
It is a good idea to add something for variation.
Teach your family the beautiful principles of
sexual sadism.
Agony, pain, and suffering is your responsibility.
Come in. I will show you.
I want you to use the belt on me, son.
Okay, Dad.
Here, I'll bend over. You spank me.
This is fun, Daddy. Let's do this more often.
We have all types of perversion going on.
Above all else, have fun.
His mother talked to him about the sin.
He knows how to have a good time.
Stop. Make her stop.
Quiet, everyone. Quiet.
Maybe a quiet time each day for Bible reading.
Drinking or drugs.
And prayer would help you become a more understanding and lovable person.
In front of a liquor store, Kevin prayed.
Hear me. Hear me, Lord. Hear me.
And God said to him,
don't try to talk no shit.
If I see that sucker, I'm gonna do more than punch him in the nose. I'm gonna break his neck.
Fortunately, this doesn't need to be a permanent break.
I'm not talking about the break itself.
What are you talking about?
The answer fundamentally is a good, satisfying, happy life. In this tube.
As he squeezed his tube of toothpaste,
he said to his big brother,
yes, it's a pleasant life. Just listening to the murmur of
Satan in the form of a serpent.
Now, who lives in Snake Mountain?
I do, said Bill.
After all, no matter how you feel, you have to live with people.
All the people in this room are heroin users.
Just like your own family.
All these kids are starting to develop now.
Your son has grown female breasts.
Are you happy that you have breasts?
Oh, yes.
And I love you too, son.
Of course, if you really want to take advantage of the son, and you're sure you're alone,
show him who's boss and teach him to be obedient. Maybe keep him on a leash.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Gosh!
You'll find it's easier to keep smiling and even-tempered.
And above all else, have fun.
He often visited.
Sights of horses, having sex with people.
Yes, he'd enjoy that.
Yes, I would like that too.
Jimmy hadn't enjoyed himself so much in a long time.
You'll feel the same way when you visit
Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze.
Mr. B-double-O-Z.
That sure spells booze.
Hey, you know what? I think I'll make a tape and I'm going to send him it.
You're an alcoholic. You are a drunk.
All teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
Just like your own family.
If you want to use it, you should see your doctor or go to a family planning clinic.
To hell with the doctor.
Check with your local poison control center.
Want to check out my van?
Check out my butt.
Delve deeper and deeper into this.
Because I'm on my way down to the bottom.
And look at this.
He's found his special present.
Maybe it's buried treasure.
It's a mishmash of shit.
Part of being a woman, I guess.
Well, now that you are a woman of experience,
listen again to the
sound collage.
Over and over.
Forever.
Looks like our work here is done.
It was very good work.